Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving into something a little different. It's called Cloudron. And you guys have sent over a ton of information on this, articles, documentation, even comparisons to the Fediverse.
Yeah.
So clearly this is more than just another app or software. It seems like a whole different way of thinking about the internet.
Absolutely. And you've hit the nail on the head with that Fediverse mention, but we can circle back to that.
Okay.
For now, think about this. Remember the days before app stores? I'm talking about when you had to like hunt down apps on weird websites.
Oh yeah, and then try to install them and hope they didn't like break your phone.
Exactly. It was the Wild West, and then boom, Apple comes along with the App Store.
Right. And suddenly everything's centralized, easy to find, easy to update.
Exactly. Mm. Cloudron wants to be the App Store, but for your own server.
Okay, so for someone who's maybe afraid of the word server, because it sounds really technical,
sure.
What are we really talking about here?
So in a nutshell, Cloudron lets you install and manage all sorts of web apps, but on your terms. We're talking about stuff you probably use every day, like WordPress. Maybe you want to host your own blog.
Right.
Or GitLab for your code, or even Rocket.chat for team communication.
Okay.
All these things usually live in the cloud, hosted by someone else, but with Cloudron, they live on your server.
So I become my own Google, but cooler.
More or less, yeah. You're the captain now. You decide what apps are on your server, how they're configured. You even get to manage who has access.
Okay, I'm liking the sound of captain listener name here. But let's break this down, because I think a lot of people, myself included, hear self-hosting and think, oh, that's way too technical for me. I can barely set up my Wi-Fi router.
Totally understandable. And to be fair, running a server the traditional way can be a real pain.
Right.
But that's where Cloudron tries to be different. It handles a lot of the complicated stuff for you, like the initial setup, the security updates, even backups.
So it's kind of like the difference between, I don't know, building a house from scratch versus buying a prefab one.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. You still get a house. You can still customize it. But you don't have to be a master builder to get started.
Okay, I'm intrigued. But before we go any further, I need a reality check for myself and for our listeners who might be thinking, this all sounds great, but why should I even care?
Right. Why rock the boat? Right.
Exactly. Everyone uses Google. Everyone's on social media. Why switch things up?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And I think it boils down to this. How comfortable are you with your data being in someone else's hands?
Okay. So we're talking about data privacy here.
Exactly. And control.
Okay.
When you rely on big companies for everything, you're essentially trusting them with your emails, your photos, your entire digital life.
Right. And we all know how careful those companies are with our data.
And look, I'm not saying every big tech company is out to get you, but the reality is they have different priorities.
Yeah.
Their business model relies on collecting and analyzing your data.
Okay. So with Cloudron, I'm taking back control. Becoming the master of my own data destiny.
Exactly. You're no longer a product, you're the customer, and you get to set the rules.
I'm liking where this is going, but I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to Cloudron and what it can do.
Oh, absolutely. We've just scratched the surface.
Okay, so for our listeners who are already hooked and want to dive deeper, where should they go?
Well, the Cloudron website is a great place to start. They've got tons of information, documentation, and even a live demo you can play with.
Perfect. And be sure to check out the show notes for links to all of that.
Absolutely. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Is self-hosting something you've considered before? What are your biggest concerns? Hit us up on social media and let's keep the conversation going.
Definitely. We want to hear from you. Now, before we get completely sidetracked by the ethical implications of data privacy, let's bring things back down to earth for a bit and talk about what you actually get with Cloudron. What are some concrete examples of apps I could run on this thing?
Oh, there are tons. And that's actually one of the things that surprised me the most when I first started looking into this.
Okay.
It's not just about the big name apps, you know, like your WordPress or your Nextcloud.
Yeah.
There's a whole world of open source software out there that most people have never even heard of. And Cloudron makes it dead simple to install and manage.
Okay, so paint me a picture. What would my digital life look like if I went all in on Cloudron? Give me the highlight reel.
All right, so let's say you're a productivity junkie, you live and breathe, to-do lists, calendars, all that jazz.
Okay, I resemble that remark.
Well, with Cloudron, you can say goodbye to those pesky monthly subscriptions for Asana or Trello.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a fantastic open source alternative called Taiga. It's like Asana, but way more customizable, and it runs flawlessly on Cloudron.
Okay, so I'm already saving money.
Exactly. But it's more than just the cost savings. It's about owning your workflow.
Okay.
Your data isn't being bounced around different servers, analyzed, and monetized.
Right, right. It's all right there on my own little Cloudrun server.
Precisely. And if you're a freelancer or a small business owner, you know how crucial invoicing can be.
Absolutely. A necessary evil.
Well, say hello to Invoice Ninja, another fantastic open source app that lives happily on Cloudrun.
Okay, so I'm managing projects, sending invoices. What else can this magical Cloudrun do?
Let's talk about fun stuff, you know, like streaming movies and music, because who doesn't love a good movie night?
Right, but I thought we were trying to get away from relying on big companies, and now you're talking about streaming services.
Uh-huh. But that's the beauty of Cloudrun. You can actually host your own streaming service with an app called Jellyfin.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. You basically point Jellyfin at your media library, whether it's on an external hard drive or even just a folder on your computer. And it creates this beautiful Netflix-like interface that you can access from anywhere.
So I'm in control of the content, I'm in control of the quality, and best of all, no ads.
Exactly. It's like having your own personal Netflix, but curated by you for you.
Okay, I'm sold.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, what about the technical stuff? I'm not exactly a server wizard.
And that's okay. That's what makes Cloudrun so compelling.
Okay.
It's designed with us, the non-server wizards, in mind.
Okay, because every time I've ever even thought about setting up my own server, it felt like I needed an engineering degree.
And that's the old way of thinking about it. Cloudrun takes care of the heavy lifting, the complicated configurations, the security updates, all that jazz.
So it's like having a personal IT department on call 24/7.
Pretty much, yeah. And this is where we start to see the real power of Cloudrun. It's not just about running a few apps. It's about shifting your entire mindset.
Okay. How so?
Well, when you start self-hosting, you start to question everything.
Like what?
Like, why am I giving all my data to these giant corporations? Why am I limited by their features and their rules?
Right, right. It's about taking back control, becoming more than just a passive consumer of technology.
Exactly. And that's a powerful thing. And it's something that we believe more people should be aware of.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the benefits of self-hosting, the ease of use of Cloudrun, but let's be real, there has to be a catch, right? What are the downsides?
Of course, there are always trade-offs, and I think the biggest one with Cloudrun is that it's not free.
Okay, how much are we talking?
It depends on the plan you choose, but it's generally a few dollars a month, which isn't bad, considering you're essentially getting your own little slice of the internet.
Right, and compared to the cost of multiple SaaS subscriptions, it might even save you money in the long run.
Exactly. And for that price, you're not just getting the software, you're getting peace of mind knowing that your data is secure and that you're not beholden to some giant corporation.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about the learning curve? You mentioned it earlier. Is it really that easy to use?
That's a fair question. And honestly, it depends on your level of technical expertise.
Okay.
If you're comfortable with basic command line stuff, you'll be up and running in no time. But even if you're not, the Cloudrun community is incredibly helpful. There are tons of tutorials, forums, and even a dedicated support team.
So it's not exactly plug and play, but it's also not rocket science.
Precisely. And once you get the hang of it, it's actually quite empowering.
Okay, I'm starting to see the appeal here. But I have to admit, I'm still a little bit intimidated by the whole server thing.
I hear you. It's definitely a different way of thinking about technology, but that's what makes it so exciting.
Okay, I'm willing to keep an open mind. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's take a step back and address something you mentioned earlier, the Fediverse.
Yes, the Fediverse. We could spend an entire episode just talking about that. But in the context of Cloudrun,
yeah,
it's important to understand that Cloudrun isn't just about self-hosting. It's about joining a movement.
A movement towards what?
A movement towards a more decentralized internet, one where users have more control, more privacy, and more freedom.
Okay, I'm listening.
So the Fediverse is essentially a network of interconnected servers, each running different software, but all communicating with each other.
Okay.
Think of it like email. You can send an email from your Gmail account to someone with a Yahoo account.
Right.
Even though you're using different providers, the underlying protocol allows you to communicate.
Okay, I get it.
The Fediverse works in a similar way. You can have your own Cloudrun server running your own apps.
Yeah.
But you can also connect and interact with other people on the Fediverse who are running their own servers.
So it's like this whole interconnected world of independent servers all talking to each other.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so powerful. It's a decentralized alternative to the walled gardens of Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. Now it's starting to click. So Cloudrun isn't just about escaping the clutches of big tech. It's about building something new, something better.
Exactly. It's about taking back control, not just of your data, but of the entire online experience.
I like the sound of that, but before we dive headfirst into the Fediverse and all its implications, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere.
All right, so we're back, and we're trying to wrap our heads around this whole Cloudrun thing.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds amazing in theory, but I think I need a little more convincing.
Okay, I'm listening. What are your biggest concerns?
Well, for starters, let's talk about convenience.
Sure.
I mean, Google's not perfect, but they make things pretty darn easy.
True. They've definitely mastered the art of user experience.
Right. So why would I want to give up that simplicity, that ease of use, to manage my own server? It just seems like a lot of work.
You're not wrong. There's definitely a trade-off there, and I think it all comes down to your priorities.
Okay. How so?
Well, are you comfortable with the trade-off that Google and others like them offer?
Which is
convenience for your data.
Right, because they're not offering these services out of the goodness of their hearts.
Exactly. They're in the business of data collection and targeted advertising.
Okay, so with Cloudrun, I'm essentially taking back control of my data, saying, hey, this is my information, and I'm not going to just hand it over without a second thought.
Precisely. You become the curator of your own digital life.
I like that. But what about the argument that these companies need our data to improve their services, you know, to make things better for everyone?
Sure, there's some truth to that. Data can be used for good, but the question is, at what cost? And who gets to decide?
That's a good point, because right now it feels like we, the users, don't really have a say in how our data is being used.
Exactly. And that's where Cloudrun and the whole self-hosting movement come in. It's about shifting the balance of power.
Okay, so less big brother, more individual empowerment.
Exactly. You're no longer a data point. You're a person with agency and control over your own digital destiny.
I like the way that sounds, but let's be real. There's still the issue of security.
Mm-hmm. A valid concern. Go on.
Because let's face it, I'm not a security expert. I can barely remember my own passwords.
Sure, most of us aren't security experts, and that's okay.
But if I'm running my own server, doesn't that make me more vulnerable to hackers and data breaches?
It's a common misconception, but not necessarily true. And this is where Cloudrun really shines.
Okay, tell me more.
Remember how we talked about Cloudrun handling a lot of the technical stuff for you?
Right, like the setup, the updates, all that.
Exactly. Well, that includes security, too.
Okay, how so?
So, for starters, Cloudrun is built on Debian Linux, which is known for its robust security.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it's foolproof. Right.
Of course not. But Cloudrun takes it a step further by automatically keeping all your apps up to date, including security patches.
So I don't have to worry about manually installing updates every time there's a new security vulnerability.
Exactly. Cloudrun takes care of that for you behind the scenes.
Okay, that's reassuring. But what about things like firewalls and two-factor authentication? Are those complicated to set up with Cloudrun?
Not at all. Cloudrun has a really user-friendly interface for managing all of that.
So even someone like me, who's not exactly a tech whiz, can set up a secure server.
Absolutely. Cloudrun makes it so much easier than you might think.
Oh, I'm starting to feel a little more confident about this whole self-hosting thing.
Yeah.
But what about the social aspect?
What do you mean?
Well, so much of the internet today is about connecting with others, sharing experiences, building communities.
Right.
Can I still do that if I'm self-hosting with Cloudrun? Or am I going to be this isolated island in the vast ocean of the internet?
That's a great question, and it brings us back to something we touched on earlier, federation.
Right, the whole interconnected server thing.
Exactly. So while Cloudrun lets you create your own little corner of the internet, it also gives you the tools to connect with others on your terms.
Okay, I'm listening.
Remember how we talked about email being a federated protocol?
Yeah, because I can send an email from my Gmail to your Yahoo, and we're all good.
Precisely. Well, the Fediverse works in a similar way. You can have your own Cloudrun server with your own apps, but you can also communicate and interact with other people on the Fediverse who are running their own servers.
So it's like this whole interconnected network of independent servers all talking to each other.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so powerful. It's a decentralized alternative to the walled gardens of Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, so with Cloudrun, I can still be social, still be part of a community, but on my own terms.
Exactly. You're not limited by the algorithms or the rules of any one platform.
This is definitely a lot to wrap my head around, but I'm starting to see the appeal.
It's a paradigm shift, no doubt about it.
It sounds like Cloudrun is about more than just technology. It's about a different way of thinking about the internet.
Absolutely. It's about empowerment, ownership, and the freedom to create the online experience you want.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I think it's time to bring things back down to earth a bit.
Sounds good.
For all our listeners who are now thinking, okay, this Cloudrun thing sounds amazing, but how do I actually use it? What are some concrete examples of what I could do with this platform?
Oh, there are tons. It's really only limited by your imagination, but let's start with some practical examples that might resonate with our listeners.
All right, so let's get practical. What are some real-world examples of Cloudrun in action?
Let's say you're the ultimate productivity guru.
Okay.
You live and breathe by your to-do lists and project management apps.
Guilty as charged.
We'll kiss those monthly Asana subscriptions goodbye. Cloudrun's got you covered with Taiga.
Taiga.
Yeah, it's like the open source cousin of Asana, super powerful, but you host it yourself.
So I'm saving money and I'm in control of my data.
Exactly. No more wondering where your tasks are floating around in the cloud.
Okay, I'm liking this already, but what about invoicing? I'm always scrambling to keep track of invoices and payments.
Cloudrun's got your back. Check out Invoice Ninja, another fantastic open source app that integrates seamlessly.
So I could ditch the expensive accounting software and keep everything under my own roof.
You got it. And here's the best part. Since Cloudrun handles the security, you can rest easy knowing your financial data is safe and sound.
Okay, this is starting to sound too good to be true. What's the catch?
Honestly, there isn't a major catch. It's more about making sure Cloudrun aligns with your needs and your comfort level.
Okay, so what do I need to consider?
Well, first and foremost, are you comfortable with a little bit of a learning curve?
How much are we talking?
Cloudrun has done a great job of making things user-friendly, but it's still a step up from using a pre-configured service.
So I might need to get my hands a little dirty, learn some new tricks.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You're trading in the convenience of a rental for the freedom and flexibility of owning your own home.
Okay, that makes sense. So I need to be prepared to invest some time and effort.
Precisely. But the payoff is huge. You're no longer limited by the rules and restrictions of someone else's platform.
Right, right. It's about taking back control.
Exactly. And that's a powerful feeling, especially in today's digital landscape.
Okay, I'm convinced. But let's circle back to something we briefly touched upon earlier, the Fediverse.
Ah, yes, the Fediverse. It's like the holy grail of decentralized internet.
Okay, break it down for me. What's the connection between Cloudrun in the Fediverse?
So imagine a world where you can run your own social media platform, your own chat service, your own everything.
Okay, that sounds pretty utopian.
It's not as far-fetched as you might think. The Fediverse is all about interconnected, decentralized services, and Cloudrun plays a key role in making this vision a reality.
How so?
Well, Cloudrun makes it incredibly easy to install and manage apps that are compatible with the Fediverse, things like Mastodon for social networking, or Pixel Fed for photo sharing.
Okay, so instead of being stuck in the walled gardens of Facebook and Instagram.
Exactly. You can join a network of interconnected communities, all owned and operated by the users themselves.
That sounds amazing, but is it really realistic? I mean, can the Fediverse really compete with the likes of Google and Facebook?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? But here's the thing. It's not about competing on their terms.
Okay.
It's about offering an alternative, a different way of thinking about online interactions.
Okay, so it's less about market share, more about a fundamental shift in how we use the internet.
Exactly. And that's what makes Cloudrun so exciting. It's not just a piece of software. It's a gateway to a more open, more democratic, more user-centric internet.
Okay, I'm sold. But I have a feeling this is just the beginning of a much larger conversation.
Oh, absolutely. We've barely scratched the surface.
Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure exploring the world of Cloudrun with you.
Likewise. And for our listeners, we hope you found this deep dive informative and thought-provoking.
We encourage you to check out the show notes for links to all the resources we mentioned.
And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Hit us up on social media and let us know what you think about Cloudrun, self-hosting, and the future of the internet.
Until next time, stay curious.
And stay in control.